1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. John was living in Ocean Beach, California, with his girlfriend Julie, when he decided one day, hey Jule, let's move up north, to Northern California, where the air is clear, and the skies are blue, and they have more traditional family values. What do you say, Jule? So they load up their car and they moved up north, to the Santa Cruz Mountains near the Vientine Winery, into a one-bedroom trailer behind the bowling alley, 2 blocks from the supermarket, 1 more block to the south of Dick's Automotive. Dick's Automotive. Dick's Automotive. Dick's Automotive. John applied for a job at Dick's Automotive, and Dick came to the door and he said, tell me, Johnny boy, can you rotate the tires on a 72 Subaru? He said, no. Well, then can you change the oil in a 76 Pinto? He said, no. Well, can you rebuild a Holley 4-barrel carburetor on a 69 Camaro with a big old Hurst shift rod? He said, no. Well, do you have a girlfriend with long red curly hair, creamy milk white thighs, big full lips, biceps like Henry Rollins, and can she just scream like a hyena in the summer? And he said, yes. And Dick said, boy, then you're hired at Dick's Automotive. At Dick's Automotive. At Dick's Automotive. At Dick's Automotive. John studied real hard. He learned how to rotate the tires on a 72 Subaru. He learned how to change the oil in all the Pintos. And he learned how to rebuild that Holley 4-barrel carburetor on a 69 Camaro. And much, much more than that, he learned how to make love with his girlfriend Julie like a real man ought to. And Dick gave him his service stripes, and he said, there's a little old lady and her car's broken down up near the Byantine Winery. You gotta help her, man. Go, Sheba, go. So he sent him on his way, and about that time, Dick glued back in his dentures, glued back on his toupee, stood in front of the mirror and said, I feel sexy. I wonder what Julie's doing all alone in that trailer. I bet she's having trouble opening up a can of peaches right now. I'll bring along my blowtorch just to see if she needs help. So he hiked a block down the road to the one-bedroom trailer behind the bowling alley, and he knocked on the door. Julie answered the door and she said, oh, hello, Dick. I was just having trouble opening up a can of peaches. Come on in. So he started up the blowtorch, and all the peach juice ran down his veins, and he poured it into the Tupperware that Julie used to sell in Ocean Beach. And he said, we're going on a picnic. 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 So he loaded Julie into his 57 Chevy, and he drove her up right near the winery. Into the middle of the forest he took her, and he tied her up to a tree, cut half of her top down. And he said, stick out your tongue. And he put on 42 and a half tabs of brown acid that he still had from his Woodstock days. Sprinkled a little peyote on her tongue, just for good measure. She saw all kinds of colors, lemon yellow, orange, cherry red, kaleidoscope eyes. The world was on fire. And about that time, there was a mommy deer walking through the forest with a baby deer. And Dick cut down Julie's arm, and he poured in some granola, and he mixed it up with strychnine poison, and he said, oh, come here, little deer. I have some food for you. Look at Julie. And the mommy deer said, oh, I better eat it first, because it could be poisonous, and my heart is much stronger than yours, child. But really, the mommy deer was just a glutton and wanted all the food. And the mommy deer stuck her little mommy snout into Julie's palm, and it licked it. They said, oh, go ahead, eat some. But the mommy's heart was much stronger. And when the baby deer stuck her tongue into the palm of Julie's hand and licked, it died. Flat shoopy doo-wah down. And the mommy deer died shortly thereafter. Zippity doo-wah out on the ground. And Dick cut Julie down from the tree. And he looked at the dead deer at his feet. And he grabbed her around the neck. And he pushed his tongue right down her mouth. And he said, wow, nature's so bitchin'. Dick's automobile. Dick's automobile. Dick's automobile. Dick's automobile. Play it, you silly freak. About that time, John was driving back down the road, feeling really good about helping that little old lady out. And he saw Dick's 57 Chevy parked on the side of the road. He said, wow, he could be in trouble. I better bring along a chainsaw, a blowtorch, and an ice pick just to see if he needs help. And he said, whoa, that looks like the Afghan sweater that Julie's grandmother knitted us last summer in Ocean Beach. What's Julie doing here? And he hiked through the forest, and he saw the love of his life on a dirty brown piece of Berber carpet. Dick's dentures on the ground shattering, his toupee being carried off by the squirrels and cockroaches. And he saw red and he started up a blowtorch. And he welded their bodies together, took an ice pick out of a secret manila envelope, stabbed him 57 times, started up a chainsaw, cut off Dick's ankle, put his foot right in his mouth and says, looks like you put your foot in your mouth one last time, Dickie boy. Then he looked at the dead deer at the feet, and he picked him up, and he gave the mommy deer mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And to no avail, mommy deer was dead. And he gave the baby deer mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And the baby deer came back to life. Charles Bronson had tears in his eyes, I guess, because nature had been vindicated. David Koresh was selling barbecued ribs on the side. And the mommy deer still was dead. And he said, mommy deer,